Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I got a few voices in here today. I got some happy voices. I've got some of the football players from North Greene. They had a big victory last week, broke a 37-game losing streak, and these guys are coming in here. I got Coach Van Meter with me, and they're going to talk about this win. They got smiles on their faces. They're all smiling up. I'll tell you what, they're happy. Coach, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, so got that big victory, and I know it was exciting.
Yep. Wasn't it? Exciting for everyone. Really happy for all the players and the community and the school. I mean, it was great seeing all their faces smiling at the end of the game.
Was there a pretty good turnout for the game? Did you have a lot of fans there?
Yeah, we still have a good turnout every week. I mean, a lot of fans rooting for us every week. A lot of parents and, you know, grandparents. It was senior night, so it was in front of a good crowd, and glad to send them all home with a smile.
Oh, heck yeah. Now, Coach, you've been coaching there for 3 years, right? I mean, the head coach for 3 years.
Correct.
So where did you start at? Where you come from?
Graduated from North Greene.
Okay.
In 1995. These guys say that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
you teach too?
No.
Okay.
I work for myself. I started in 2003, took over the youth league program, coached it for 10 years. Moved up to the high school as an assistant for 3 years under three different head coaches. Then I went to my buddy Matt Coltis, got the job at West Central. I spent 3 years over there as the offensive coordinator. Made the playoffs. We should have 2 out of the 3 years, but 1 year was shortened by COVID.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then took over here 3 years ago.
I got you. So with this team, you know, I mean, it's been tough. You know, you haven't had many wins. Was it hard to recruit, to get people out to play football?
Yeah, people want to play for a winner, you know. I mean, it's hard when you're losing, you got that streak going, and to continue to get guys going out, but then you got the guys that's the core of the team that believe every week, and they're not going to give up, and they're going to battle every week.
And you got to like that.
Yeah, those are the guys we want.
Heck yeah. Okay, I'm going to introduce the players now. I've got Brody Berry. Brody, how you doing today?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Good. And I got Garrett Hazelwander. Hey, Garrett.
How's it going?
Good. Logan Tabin.
Howdy.
and Ethan Clark.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, glad you guys are in here. Okay, Brody, I'm going to go to you first. Okay, you're a senior, and you haven't won a game, you know, your whole career.
Yep.
Were you thinking anything different this game? You know, what were you thinking? I mean, I'm sure every game you think, well, we got a shot, maybe, but.
I mean, senior night, last home game, just we had to go out there and give it our all. Just like a weight on our shoulders, having that losing streak, we just pushing harder to get down, get done.
Yeah. Were you feeling special that day? Or
I mean, you gotta have the same attitude every game.
Every game. Okay. What position do you play?
I'm fullback.
Okay. All right. And Garrett Hazelwander, what position do you play, Garrett?
Quarterback and linebacker.
Quarterback and linebacker.
Yep.
All right. And have you been quarterback for a few years?
So I didn't play my freshman and sophomore year, but last year I came in and was wide receiver. But then this year our quarterback got suspended for a few games, so I had to take over at quarterback. And since he came back, I just kept the job.
I got you. So, and do you like that, being the quarterback?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, good. So were you thinking, okay, this game, something's going to change for us this game?
Yeah, before the game, I really felt it was just something different for me, at least.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that you guys started to kind of put in a different offense.
Yeah, we put in a wishbone offense just this last week, and we worked on it for 2 days, 3 days, and then we ran it, and we scored on them.
Do you think that was the curveball?
I think it was. I think it really threw them for a loop.
Okay, so I guess, Brody, you were the fullback on that wishbone.
Yep.
Yeah. How'd you think about going to wishbone? Do you like it?
I loved it. It definitely gave us a lot more opportunities and better chances to score.
Yeah. And the wishbone, I mean, that's kind of an older offense, isn't it? The wishbone coach?
Yeah, I picked it up. I was more of a double wing guy when we was in the youth league, and then when I went to West Central, Matt's a big Coach Coltis, he's a big wishbone guy.
Okay.
So we kind of blended our offenses together over there, and I thought I knew this really well, and I could teach it to him in 3 days, and I thought we could operate out of it.
Wow, 3 days you put this thing together. So, Coach, with the wishbone, okay, is this an option with the wishbone?
We didn't run the option because I didn't want to put that part in.
Right.
Learning to read a guy.
If you're going to give it to the fullback or fake to the fullback.
Yeah, and use the fullback because Brody's a heck of a blocker. When he gets on a guy, they're going to move. And so him leading for our tailbacks, it made a difference. We opened some holes up and had some big runs.
Great. Hey, Logan, we're back to you. Moving closer here.
All righty.
So what position are you playing?
Tight end and defensive end.
Tight end. Did you catch any passes this last game?
Yes, 2.
Cool. Did you score a touchdown?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
That was from Wishbone, though. I'm one of the tailbacks.
Okay, Okay, tell me about that play. I want to hear about that. Your score on that. Okay, so you're a tailback. You're left or right side?
I'm the left side.
Okay, so they're going right, I suppose.
No, we actually went left.
You went left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brody was lead blocking, and it was just there, and I just took off.
And they couldn't catch
Simple
you.
As that.
Yeah. All right. Now, did you have any feelings about, like this was going to be the breaker? We were going to break it and get a victory?
Going into the game, everyone just had a lot more energy, and I could just tell that we were going to get it.
Take no prisoners, right? Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, Ethan?
How you doing, sir?
Good. Now, what position are you playing, Ethan?
I'm a tailback, and I also play a corner linebacker on defense.
Gotcha. He looks like a tailback. Yeah. So did you happen to get a touchdown?
I had 2 of them.
2? All right. All right. So who gave you the lead blocks for that?
Brody and Logan.
Brody and Logan.
Yep.
Your buddies. So how about you? How did you feel after that game when the clock – finally ran down and you'd won a game? What was that feeling like?
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, super emotional. Everybody was into it. I mean, everybody was just happy.
Did anybody start crying?
Yeah. I'm guilty for that
right,
one too.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Yeah, I can imagine the emotions were pretty high. So it was senior night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm glad after the game, I'm sure you guys went straight home and went to bed, right?
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Now, Coach, what I got to ask you, these players that you have, and you've been there for 3 years, do you have any problems? Or tell me about the attitudes of the kids at Whitehall.
Since I've came there, I've been preaching that, we're going to be a family, and no matter what happens, we're going to stick together. We're going to deal with all our problems right there, right then. We're not going to let it seep out and cause issues. So these guys' attitude every day, show up, go to work and try to get better. And the goal has been to win our first game. I mean, and we finally got there. Now the goal is to win 2 in a row.
Okay, and so who we got next week or this week?
We travel to Mendon Unity.
Tell me about them.
They got a big up front line. They're a spread team, so we got to be able to cover on the back end. They want to throw it. They got a big quarterback who can run the ball fairly well. We got to get him on the ground, and he likes to scramble, and if you let him get loose, he can complete some passes on the run, and he can run it. So that's our main focus, to stop the quarterback and cover on the back end, not give up any big plays, make them march it down the field on us.
Mm-hmm. You're not putting in a new offense again, are you?
No, we're going to stay with what we got. We're just going to get better at that this week.
Yep, that's great. So you think Minden, when you play Minden, you think you'll take a few people with you for that game?
I think we might have a pretty good following. I think they might get a few more fans this week. So,
okay. Now, do they have a junior high? Do you have junior high football?
Yeah, we have a junior high football. We've had it since I was a little kid. I played the first year they ever had it at North Green. And like I said, been going for probably 40 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
That they've had
How the junior high team doing the JFL?
When I was coaching it, we was doing really well, and then they kind of had a dip too, and that's kind of where our program is. Like, we didn't have a lot of freshmen this year, but so we didn't get to play JV.
Oh.
Because of low numbers, but that kind of carried over from the JFL. You know, they didn't have a lot of kids.
Right.
In previous years, so they was playing kids up that was like fifth graders that was playing, or sixth graders that was playing with the seventh and eighth grade, just so that they could have a seventh and eighth grade team.
I see.
But this year they've gotten their numbers a lot higher and they've been a lot more successful.
Okay.
So the future's, we're coming up on it.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have the North Green football coach and players in, and we're talking about their big win last week, and they got another potential win coming up Friday night. They're excited about. Now, what do you guys think? I'll go to you, Brody. Okay, what's your thoughts about Minden Unity? How are you going to beat Minden Unity?
Well, definitely a beatable team. We just have to come with the right attitude, a grit to win, and just play. Just go out there and give it our all.
Okay, you got your buddies in here, you got your co-players. What are you telling them? What are you going to tell them before the game? You tell them right now what they got to do in order to make this win. What do they got to do?
Go 110% every single play.
Every play.
Leave it all out in the field.
Okay. Garrett, are you excited about this Minden Unit? I mean, this could be your second win.
I mean,
you got a streak going.
After 37 losses, we could have, that's a potential for a two-game win streak. It's crazy.
Yes. So with Minden Unity, have you guys watched film moment at all?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you think? What are you going to do as far as, what do you see any weaknesses that you're going to attack?
They're not very fast.
Yeah.
That's all I can really say. I'm not going to be too mean, but I think we're definitely faster than them. If we just hit them, wrap up, get them down on the ground.
Okay.
You got any
words of wisdom to your teammates about this game?
Just leave it all out there.
Yeah.
Play like we did last Friday.
Right. Now, Logan Tapin.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, Logan, of the games that we had this season, okay, that you've already played, all right, was there any games – that you felt like, wow, I think we got a chance to win this. But, of course, you didn't. But was there some games you felt like you were contenders in?
I think we did good against P. Hill.
Uh-huh, yes. What was the score on that one, you remember?
22-8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We let it slip in the end.
Did you? Okay. Ethan?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, Ethan, we got this game, Minden Unity, all right? Mm-hmm. And you're playing the running back position, and you're outside backer.
Yes, sir.
When you're watching film on them, is there any certain players that you're going to be wanting to put a number on?
Just whoever's out there on receiver. I mean, I got to cover them, and that's just my job.
Do they pass much?
Yeah, fairly often, yeah.
All right. Now, this year – cornerback, a defensive back. Have you had an opportunity to get a pick?
No, not yet. I almost had one, but I mean, it was against Carrollton, but when we played them, they didn't throw to my side. So
I got to ask you this. You know, when you're playing on a team, and I've I've been in you guys' situation before, you know, where like, damn, are we going to get a victory? Are we going to beat somebody or not? You know, yep. And it's tough. But I just know when I was in that situation, I just had a mindset that I just love football. Mm-hmm. I just love playing. Is that the way you feel
yep.
about it?
110%. I love playing it. No matter the score, I just go out there and have fun.
Yeah, I think so. Coach, do you have some good players coming up for next season?
Yeah, we got. I think there's 9 or 10 eighth graders on the youth league team. Couple kids coming up. They're workhorses. They're already hitting the gym. They're improving themselves every day. So there's some good guys coming. And we just got to keep recruiting the hallways, though. There's a lot of good players in the hallways right now who are not on the football team.
Yes, and you got to get those guys out.
Yep.
And sometimes it's tough. Like, I don't know, it's a farming community, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, I was in the same boat when I was in high school trying to get the kids that were farmers to come out and play football. And a lot of times it's tough. They can't see it, you know.
And it's not just with football. I mean, it's all sports wide, you know, boys, girls. We got a lot of good athletes who just don't go out for sports across the board.
Why aren't they wanting to play?
You know, our school's struggled. We've, you know, in the past at all, in the past 5 years of all sports. And then I think it's a society thing of, you know, with computers and screens in front right. of your face. And, it's easier to, I think a lot of guys are just fearful of the losing instead of going out there and trying to
just play.
Be part of the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to win if you don't get all your good players out.
Yeah, and a mental mindset of, you know, getting over that hump that we're going to go fix it, you know. So, and I think if a lot of kids would just get that mental mindset of we're going to come out, you know, we're going to do whatever we can do to help this team win, and everybody plays their little role, we could elevate so fast. But that's something we're working on.
Yeah, I think I can see, you know, these guys, this group here, these seniors, you know, if they could, you know, help recruit for you to get these guys out, that would definitely help for coming up. Do you have some freshmen, sophomore, juniors? Do you have a group that can compete?
We're kind of thin after we had a good group of seniors this year. I think we had 12 or 13.
Oh.
Some of them guys was first-year players, though. I mean, they came out. Great group of seniors, can't got some extra guys come out, you know, some of those kids not getting a lot of playing time, but they're filling in on practice, you know, on scout teams, trying to give us a look, trying to get better. That's something that was really fun about Friday night too, was getting all our seniors in the game and getting them a bunch of playing time during that. And a lot of the kids who haven't got a lot of playing time stepped up and made some plays for us that night. One kid very limited, started both ways for us first time on Friday, recovered an onside kick for us.
Cool.
Made some good blocks, had like 5 tackles on defense. Another kid who hadn't played recovered another onside kick in crucial moments. So that was fun to see the guys who don't get to contribute as much. It took everybody on Friday.
I tell you what, if you guys can pull it together and be victorious against Minden Unity, that's going to be helpful. That's going to be great for recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely.
To getting these guys out of the hallways and they're walking, the farm kids and all these guys, getting them out for football. And that'll be a big plus. So guess what? It's riding on you guys, you know, you seniors, to show up and show them how it's done and have fun doing it. And are any of you playing basketball?
I think all of us are.
All of you yep. are playing basketball? Are you looking forward to the basketball season?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. Are you guys, what were you like last year in basketball? What are you going to be like this year?
Undefeated.
Love it. Love it. Who are you starting off with in basketball?
Carlinville.
Okay. What are they like? Are they going to be tough?
Last year they beat us by, what, 2 points?
Yeah, beat us by 2. first game of the year.
Yeah. So in basketball, do you guys play? Do you play man or zone or what do you guys play?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys press?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. What'd you go last year as far as your, what was your record last year?
7-23, I think, but most of our games were within 10 points.
We lost, I think, 10 to 12 games under 10 points.
Yeah, you know what? Winning becomes a habit. You beat Minden Unity, you go into the basketball season, you're feeling good, and you're wanting to win. You want that. You want a taste of that, and shoot, you can have a winning season there as well. Well, has anybody had anything to say before we wrap this interview up, Coach?
Nope. Thanks for having us. Hope to see everybody on Friday night cheering us on for our second victory.
Well, we'll be here in the studio doing the games. I think we got Jerseyville and Calhoun game Friday night, and then Saturday we're doing Carrollton's game. But we're going to keep tabs on you, Coach, and we'll wish you the best of luck. Wish you guys the best of luck, and go out and get them this week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.